Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Friday morning, this is a programming note for you. USDA is releasing four major reports during the open outcry at 11 a.m. Central Time. In response, we're adding a new segment on air on WILL on report days only. The segment will air between 12:20 and 12:29 p.m., and we'll look at the reported numbers. We'll see how the trade reacted in the first hour or so after they were released, and we'll give our assessment of the longer-term implications of where commodity markets might trade off of those reports. That's going to be tomorrow at 12:20 p.m. in the afternoon. We hope you tune into that special report. Let's go ahead and look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. Well, actually, the composites in Kansas City. March wheat at 807.5, up 6.25. July 824.25, up 5.25. March wheat in Chicago 752.5, up 7. July 767.5, up 6. March corn 698.5, up 4.25. July 690, up 1.75. December 583, up 1.25. January soybeans 1420, up 0.25. March 1384.75, down 3/4. July 1371.25, down 1. November 1286.75, down 2.25. January soybean meal 412.80, up 150. March 406.80, down 280. January soybean oil 49.71, up 47. March 49.98, now 97, up 33. February live cattle 131.77.5, up 22.5. January feeders 151.52.5, up 2.5. February lean hogs 84.37.5, and they are up 17.5.
Hi, this is Todd Gleason. Hey, join me January 25th for our Voices of Illinois Agriculture event. We'll share a little Illinois wine, eat some great Grand Championship pork, hear stories from Paul Cooley, do a little Ag Outlook with Wayne Nelson, Jackie Vakes, Steve Freed, and Gary Schnitke, and best of all, dine with Orion Samuelson. Your $100 ticket buys the meal, the show, and a signed copy of the Big O's new book. Even better, the funds raised will support the College of Aces Agricultural Communications and Hospitality Management programs. Register today at willag.org or call 217-333-9355.
Joining us now with a look at the futures market is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I hesitate to even begin to talk about technicals the day before these four reports, given I think it's been 5 years in a row we've had a limit move in corn one way or another.
Well, that's what the statistics say, and I suppose, you know, if I was a betting man, the surprise would be not to have a surprise or two in the report. You know, I think it could happen either way on both corn and soybeans. USDA has had a hard time getting their arms around production, and then here we come off of a drought crop, early harvest. Maybe new crop stocks got counted in the September 1st stocks number. So there is definitely a lot of room here to see some surprises, and they could probably go either way. I'm inclined to think the way the market is performing that they're going to be generally positive, but I've had my teeth kicked in several times on January crop reports, but I kind of like corn's action. We started off early in the week with a daily reversal up, and the corn has managed basically to continuous advance. I know we're sold off here a little bit here in the last minute or two, but we kind of came back unchanged for the year. March corn futures was trading at 698, and I think that's kind of where we closed at. We had a high today of 7.5, and I think we closed at 98.25 there on the last day of December. Beans are the same way. They've kind of come back to unchanged to maybe a little higher levels. Basically since that big reversal down that we had in January. So the market is at least for the time being here has stabilized off of that big decline that we had off of our middle November high points all the way into earlier this week. And now I think, you know, the market, all we need now is something generally a little positive out of Friday's report, and I think the market could maybe stretch it south and put together some kind of January rally over the next 2 to 3 weeks. I don't expect a big rally, but I do think the technical action is at least suggesting that we may have something like that.
So a recovery rally of sorts then.
For now, the corn thing, if corn can escape a bearish report here on Friday, the daily reversal is going to turn into a weekly reversal, and a weekly reversal would be in pretty good shape to turn into a monthly reversal up. I think if that would be the case in corn, then you've got a spring rally on the table that would begin through February, March, and April, probably until we get the crop planted or we don't get it planted. So it does at least indicate something like that. If we go into new highs for the year on this stuff, I think it changes the whole complexion of the marketplace for price strength, you know, during the first few months of this year anyway. Still worried about the potential of having a big crop, still worried about the big crop that's coming out of South America. So the last part of the calendar year may not be very friendly, but I think until we get the South American crop harvest and moving into the export channels and until we get the U.S. crop planted, there's room for this market to at least show some price strength, I think, over the winter and early spring months.
So you're painting a pretty bullish outlook, hopefully, for producers who are looking for better prices ahead. What would indicate to you something, technically speaking, bearish that would say, uh-oh?
Well, if we can't, we're getting close enough to these January highs of 707 on the March corn, and I think it's 1435 or so on the March soybeans. I think now we're close enough to them that technically, in order to really solidify that the market is on the verge of recovery rally, we need to punch them out and go into new highs. If for something, for some reason here over the next day or two, maybe tomorrow's crop report, the market is turned back from those January highs, then I think that would be a strong signal that the market then is going to maybe weaken all the way into a middle February low point before it gets its bearings, and then we'll start, you know, focusing on spring weather pattern.
And at what point do you begin to put together your spring weather pattern ideas?
Well, I always watch the a week before or a week after the first day of winter, spring, and summer and whatnot, and kind of look for the first storm pattern of the season to see how that's going to play out. At least for the time being here, it looks like the storm pattern for the winter here is to keep the moisture to the south. We got enough rain down here in Louisiana. I think I could have took my jet ski to work this morning. All the ditches are full of water. I think that rain's basically going to work its way on up through the Ohio River Valley, so it's going to continue to leave the western Corn Belt and the northern plains on the drier side of normal. So it does look like the eastern half of the country is going to get a recharge. Western half and hard red winter wheat areas are still a concern as we go down the road.
Thank you very much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 805 3/4, up 4.5. March wheat in Chicago, 750, up 4.25. March corn, 6.96 1/4 up 2. July, 6.88 3/4 up a half. December, 5.81 3/4 unchanged. January beans, 14.19 1/2 down a quarter. March, 13.82 3/4 down 2 3/4. July, 13.69 1/4 down 3. November, 12.85 down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.